Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Friday, May 6. A Central Queensland toddler is reportedly sitting up and responsive in a Brisbane hospital after being left alone on a childcare minibus for almost 6 hours. 3-year-old Navia Austin was left in a van as the temperature hit 28 degrees outside a childcare centre near Rockhampton on Wednesday and was flown to Queensland Children's Hospital in a critical condition. Police are still investigating what happened, with early reports suggesting the 2 staff members on board the bus simply forgot the little girl. The Australian Taxation Office is cracking down on an $850 million fraud being spruced on social media that involves people inventing fake businesses to claim GST refunds. It involves offenders setting up sham businesses and ABN applications, then submitting fictional business activity statements to get false GST refunds. The ATO is working with banks, the Reserve Bank, and a coalition of law enforcement and financial industry players to clamp down on the scam. And with tax time just around the corner, experts say cryptocurrency traders will again be in the sights of the ATO this year. And singer and The Voice Australia coach Guy Sebastian has been forced to cancel a number of regional concerts after testing positive to COVID-19. Sebastian returned the positive test on Thursday afternoon, just hours after testifying against his former agent Titus Day in court. Day is accused of stealing close to $1 million in earnings from the singer. The hearing was adjourned after the judge presiding over the matter also fell ill. Sebastian's tour dates for May 10 in Cairns and May 11 in Townsville will now be rescheduled. Now here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. Wall Street suffered a sharp sell-off overnight, which took the Nasdaq back to its lowest level since November 2020, and the Dow Jones back to its lowest since October of that year. Investors were reacting to growing fears that central bank interest rate hikes will fail to crimp inflation but still deal a blow to economic growth. Sydney fund manager Christopher Joy has forecast a 15 to 25% drop in Australian house prices over the next couple of years. Mr. Joy is known for his often contrarian views, correctly predicting the boom in house prices during the pandemic when many other analysts were forecasting a 30% tumble. A whistleblower in the US has accused Facebook of deliberately wreaking havoc on Australia's essential services, including fire crews during bushfire season and suicide hotlines during the pandemic. Facebook had publicly claimed this was an accidental error. Internal documents now show founder Mark Zuckerberg praised the chaos as the best possible outcome. Taking a look at the markets, it is a sea of red out there with only 8 stocks in the ASX 200 trading higher by lunchtime today. The local market sold off by more than 2% in early trade and has been bumping along at intraday lows ever since. Energy and resources companies are today's poorest performers, with retail and travel groups also under pressure. On Wall Street overnight, all three indices finished sharply lower, with the Nasdaq dropping by 5%. The Australian dollar is barely holding on above 71 US cents, also buying 67.46 euro cents and 1.062 New Zealand dollars. And that is your finance fix for Friday, May 6, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffernan. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.